Week 4. Sowing the wind. Have you said that before to someone you thought was being less than genuine? Or maybe they were totally trying to snow you and you could see right through it? Have you had someone say it to you because you were trying to snow them? Their eyes narrow and they crane their neck back a bit, drop their tone and say it. Busted. Let's be honest. Sometimes we think we can talk our way out of anything. Use pleasing enough words, seem sincere enough, and hit the right emotions, and you can fool folks pretty easily sometimes. Come on, you know it's true. I've done it too. Practice saying something over and over so we can seem super believable when we're under the lights. The only problem in doing that with God is, quote, the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart, 1 Samuel 16:7. God was there when we were practicing that lie. So he's not going to be an easy sell, to say the least. What we say and what we do need to match up. So after all we've read in Hosea so far, all the drama and the open arms of a merciful God, how do the people respond? This one breaks your heart a little bit. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. Hosea 6:1-3. In the chapters prior to this one, God turned his eyes to the priests who led his people astray. They were religious. They were polished. They knew how to talk purdy, as we say in the South. The above poem or song would have been beautiful if it had been sincere from the beginning. How did God respond to this gracious outpouring? What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes quickly away. Hosea 6:4. God said a big, If you're a frustrated parent, you may have said to your disobedient child, what am I supposed to do with you? As God did here. All of us know the feeling of being lied to, deceived, placated, or patronized doesn't feel good. We know that the people we're talking to think we're somehow stupid, and that if they say what we want to hear, we'll just go away. Newsflash, that doesn't work with God any more than it does with you. Even more so, he knows everything, 1 John 3:20. After all, the faithful and merciful outpouring of God upon this rebellious bunch, they responded by trying to tell God what they thought he wanted to hear so he would leave them alone and they could get back to business as usual. Sound familiar? How do you think God responded through Hosea? Is he a doddering old goat who is happy as long as everyone else is happy, no matter what? Read this. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. But like Adam, they transgressed the covenant. Therefore they dealt faithlessly with me, for they sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. Hosea 6, 5 through 7, 8, 7. The prophet's decree certainly burns here. God knows what sin does to us. He hates it. His words are strong. The relationship that he made you to be in with him is not possible if you deceive him with empty worship so you can get back to sin as usual. God is telling us what we don't want to hear. He sees through our patronizing words and hews us like planks of wood and slays us with the words of his mouth. Hosea may sting, but it's a good sting. God desires steadfast love. That is love that won't leave. He knows what is coming if we persist in sin, and it is terrible. They sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. We think we can handle a small breeze, as sin may appear at the beginning, but what is sown grows and grows. No one can handle a tornado. A little bit of sin goes a long way. That occasional porn usage, that flirting with a married coworker, that burning jealous hate, that selfish ambition to overpower in underhanded ways, they seem small at the beginning. You may have a personal testimony of what began as a breeze that became a tornado that wrecked everything. God knows what sin can do to us. That's why his words are strong sometimes in the minor prophets. So let's make a deal. No more patronizing God. Be real with him when you confess. Know that love is at the root of all he does. The whirlwind will wreck you. No more of that, right? Let's be honest with him and with each other. Are tears needed here? Maybe. It's okay. He is faithful and will quiet you by his love. Zephaniah 3:17. His heart is steadfast in any storm. Hosea is an in-your-face kind of guy, but God is directing this prophet's words to bring you and me home now in Christ Jesus. No more whirlwind, okay? Sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap steadfast love. Break up your fallow ground, for it is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed iniquity. You have reaped injustice. You have eaten the fruit of lies because you have trusted in your own way and in the multitude of your warriors. Hosea 10:12-13. No wrong answers, discussion questions. Attempting to deceive God with outward forms of worship so that we can get back to sin as usual is not going to go over well with God. He knows where sin leads us and loves us too much to not say anything. His words are strong in Hosea. What might a prayer that God would say, to possibly sound like? What are some words or phrases that someone might use? Number two, what might a prayer filled with honesty, humility, and genuine love sound like? What are some words or phrases someone might use. Number 3. Read Matthew 9:10 through 13. Jesus quoted Hosea there. Now read Hosea 6:4 through 7. Knowing what we said about these verses just now that describe the empty religion of the people, why do you think Jesus used this verse when speaking to the Pharisees of his day? Number 4. And guess what? Jesus quoted this same verse, Hosea 6:6, again at a different time. Read Matthew 12:1-8, about another encounter between Jesus and the Pharisees of his day. Why do you think Jesus used this verse here? Just for fun, keep reading Matthew 12:9-13. Do you think the Pharisees took Jesus' words to heart? How might these same attitudes happen with us today? Number 5. Hosea chapter 8 talks about the people having a fine religious exterior, but they kept God at a distance personally, spurning the good and welcoming pagan religious ideas and practices into daily life. God said, "They are incapable of innocence." Hosea 8:5. Their culture steadily declined into ruin, and God gave the reason why. They sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. Hosea 8:7. Given what we looked at today, what are some ways we might sow the wind today in our personal lives, in our businesses, in our churches, in our government? Number 6. Hosea chapter 9 is tough to read. The last verse there states that their decline was due mainly to one thing. They did not listen to God. In our own day, why do you think it can be so difficult to listen to God, to His words in Scripture, and then let them correct and transform us by God's grace? What can get in the way of that?